It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, it's me, folks, your host, Joe Canelli. It's Tuesday, April 14th. It's your daily sports dump. Just adjusting some of the room things. Oh, sorry, folks. I'm a little worn out from a day of doing really not too much, but it seems like a lot. Anyway, let's get to the things that we've got ready for you. Lots to talk about today, actually, in the world of sports. But why don't we start out with our fake sports update? Okay? So not our fake sports update. My goodness, I have like five segments and they all sound about the same. Our fake sport highlight. There's the music. Okay, that's why it didn't come in before. A fake sports highlight today comes from, a thrilling, thrilling game in the NBA. It was supposed to be played last night between the Nuggets, or was it today? Maybe it was today. I don't. It's either today or tonight. Either way, or last night. But the game is amazing. The highlights, incredible. The Jazz overtook the Nuggets in the Western Conference to seal up the number two seed. They've been on an incredible fake run here in the fake NBA season. And last night's game, or tonight's, whatever it was, is no different, as Donovan Mitchell had a season-high 57 points and 13 rebounds and 13 assists. Seven of those assists going to Rudy Gobert, who had an incredible 30-20-10. 10 blocks, folks. And these two got along on the court like you couldn't believe. I've never seen two players closer than Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell in our fake NBA highlight. All right. That was some lip-smacking fun. That's what I do, I realize. I thought it was teeth clacking, but it's lip-smacking. So I'm sorry, I've got some ginger ale here with me. Hopefully that will make things better. Moving on. This is our classic sports update. Is this an update, too? Are they all just updates? Or is it a moment? I need a little bit more organization and production. But this is a classic sports segment. How's that? I don't even have music for the classic sports thing because we're living in a world of classic sports. And today's kind of a special classic sports game because the president, for some reason, is watching baseball games during this pandemic and said he's tired of watching baseball games that are 14 years old. So I said, well, what game is the president watching if it's 14 years old? Let's see what game he was watching. So I went back and I looked. Thank you, Baseball Reference. What games were being played today? Well, I figure he's in Washington, D.C., and he owns property. You know, the Winter White House is in Mar-a-Lago. So on this date 14 years ago, what do you know? April 14, 2006, Washington Nationals playing the Florida Marlins. So he was clearly watching the Nationals-Marlins game. So let's see what went on in this game. Okay, Marlins won. They beat the Nationals. And, oh, winning pitcher, Dontrell Willis. Okay, I think we see what happened here. I think we see why the president was angry. Okay, well, there we go. And just for the record, Dontrell Willis was coming off his best season as a pro. I think he had 22 wins the year before. I say I think because I looked it up like 5 minutes ago. Let's not pretend. But I didn't remember that he led the league this season in hit batsmen with 19. So maybe Dontrell had a vision of the future and the president watching this game and getting angry about games 14 years ago. Congrats, Dontrell, on winning the game and making the president angry. Okay. That was our classic sports segment. That's it. They'll just be segments. This is the generic sports show. It's all whatever and then segment. Speaking of, here's our mock draft update. Now, this is a segment we've had named for quite some time. Wow, I had that timed right in the same spot as yesterday's mock draft update. Okay, now this is another, it's a biggie, and there's a big announcement attached to this one. This one is Mel Kiper Jr., everybody. It's Mel's two-round NFL draft 4.0. I got to tell you something, Todd. There's a lot of great talent out there, and we are going to get to all of it today, okay? And here's my special announcement to all my listeners. I've been going through the garbage of all these players. I know exactly what's going on in their lives. No COVID-19 to report, but Joe Canale will be doing his draft coverage dressed as Mel Kiper Jr. because their hairlines are starting to become more similar. Okay, I got off my Mel Kiper Jr., and I'm not going to do it the whole time, but I will dress like him because he's wearing the same glasses as me now, and yes, our hairlines are starting to line up. So you can look for that live draft coverage again, night of the first round, on my Twitter page. That's Weezalicious. Joe Canale, look it up. Also, Sports Dump Show, at Sports Dump Show on Twitter. That will be broadcasting if I can get over 100 followers. We're close. Okay. So Mel's 2.0. Now, to be perfectly honest with you folks, I haven't even read this. Apologize for the noise. But here's Mel's draft. Oh, my eyes are so bad, everyone. I can't read. I mean, I can read. All right, here we go. Mel Kiper Jr., draft 4.0. I have to get into it by going, Todd, I got to tell you something. Two rounds, 64 picks. Let's jump into my NFL mock, 4.0, projecting first and second round picks in the 2020 NFL draft. Now, I'm not an impressionist, so I'm doing the best I can. That was the beginning. I'm going to stop talking like him and just get to the segment, which is what's he got going on. Now, Mel has done this a lot. So yesterday was one of the most perfectly written, no need to look at this draft intros ever in the mock draft update. But Mel is a pro. Okay, so he doesn't get, you know, switched around with a lot of maybes and could be's. He knows how to write an intro. So let's see what the pro does. I wanted to go a little deeper than in my mock draft 3.0. Okay, we're just over a week from round one. He's pumping it. His mock draft 3.0. You'll see a few changes from the first 32 picks. So only a few, based on what he's heard lately, though. So he's telling you he's showing his bona fides in there, based on what I've heard lately. That means Mel's hearing stuff. And then I predicted picks 33 to 64 from Cincinnati to Seattle. I tried to fill post-free agency needs. So there he has. He's again. And also follow my rankings to find value picks. So, okay, Mel's saying, I was winging it in the second round. I was going to say wong it, but we'll see. All right. And then here's the best part, which is Mel's, check out my SportsCenter special on the mock draft Tuesday at 3:30 Eastern, followed by a replay. There it is, folks, and nobody does it better than Mel. There was another one a couple days ago where somebody was like, hey, you know what? If you don't like it, and go into my Twitter feed and da-da-da. Mel doesn't say that. Well, Mel's got a TV show, and they rerun it, and he plugs it at the end. Hard to really fault Mel Kiper Jr., since he is the king of all this, in which case maybe he's the only one to fault, because this is his cottage industry that we've all grabbed onto. So, to the point that I'll be doing an impersonation or dressing like him on draft night. And I already mentioned our Twitter page, but go on there and put hashtag Mr. Irrelevant and put who you think will be the last player drafted. The New York Giants have the pick. Who's it going to be? I'll be revealing mine on Monday. Whoever gets closest, that is, whoever puts down a name of a player who gets drafted closest to the last pick of the draft, that person will win an assortment. All the Sports Dump paraphernalia we have left over from the show that we didn't do enough of to get rid of all the paraphernalia then. We got wristbands, headbands, stickers, garbage pails. That's about it. All right. Whew. Catch my breath. Okay, so we did that, and now into the news. All right. Dax party, I mean, that's lame. I mean, I know it's a COVID-19 party, and that's awful, but if you're going to have a Dallas Cowboys party story, you know, this is going to pale no matter what to the glory days of the Cowboys stories, which were horrible stories. This is probably a horrible story, too, but I can't imagine it was the level of horror of those. there were things probably much worse than COVID-19 going around in those old Cowboys parties. You can believe it. My allergies today were awful, so I apologize for the nasally. I mean, that's almost every day probably, so. Anyway, Bulls clean house. I was going to try to get my friend Brad Morris on here. Maybe I'll get him tomorrow night, or maybe he'll call me later and I'll record it for tomorrow. He'll probably call me just as this is ending. That's most likely. But that was a good move by the Bulls, and we'll get him on to talk about that. They're an awful franchise. Who's worse, the Bulls or the Knicks? That's a good question. But what I really wanted to talk about is it's already starting. What's already starting, you may ask? The Jordan debate. So we know this big Jordan documentary is coming up, and now there's so little for ESPN to cling to, even though there's a draft, that they're starting. Who's in the MJ debate of greatest of all time? That's what they were waiting for, the month of June, to take that argument all the way through the summer. Well, now they're starting it, and we're going to follow this goddamn argument. Is MJ the greatest? I know I sound like Lebatard, but I totally agree with him on that one. So we'll be following that story. Maybe we'll have a is MJ the greatest meter. I'm going to put it on yes right now. But if LeBron goes to 3 more finals and wins 2 more, that's going to be a tough test, though. And as I said before, LeBron is practicing against his son. When this whole thing is over, his son is either going to be the best player in high school or will be broken forever. We'll see. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow. Also, it's April 2020, 420 all month long. I have another podcast every day this month. I'm putting out tips for beginners and experts for 420 during the month of 420. There's 420 of them. Go to At The Doobies, wherever you got this, and listen to it. Okay, have a good one. Bye.